Isaiah 61, if you'll look there with me. This is the familiar verses that Jesus read when he stood up in the temple and read at the very beginning of his ministry. These verses really describe his ministry and what he was saying, I have come to accomplish, what I have come to do. And not only is this a verse of Scripture, this is, of course, Isaiah the prophet speaking, and in many places in these prophecies, there's a dual meaning. Like in this case here, he's talking about their deliverance from the captivity of Babylon, them being set free from Babylon, and the great joy that came from their deliverance from Babylon. And he spoke those words under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And then hundreds of years later, Jesus stands up in the temple and he reads from this very same place. And it is all speaking about what he had come to do, to bring freedom and deliverance and joy to those who are held captive. And so let's read these verses. And in Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. Now this is, as I said, this was the announcement of the ministry of Jesus, what he was coming to do. He was coming to bring liberty, freedom, deliverance to all of those that are held captive. And I know that this is a message that Jesus was declaring that the whole gospel age was getting ready to be introduced because of who he was and what he was going to do. Those that were held in sin, those that were in their sin, those that were captives, were going to find liberty and deliverance. Those that were wounded were going to be bound up. All of those that were in need were going to find help. Verse 2, he was proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. The time that he was announcing was, this is the hour that salvation is coming. This is the day of salvation. And from that day forward, every day, as long as we live under these wonderful days of grace, every day is the acceptable day. Every day is the day that someone can get saved. Today is the day. It's the acceptable time, the day of salvation. And it's also for those who reject the Lord, it's also days of vengeance and judgment that are falling upon people. Brother Bowman in Sunday school this morning mentioned something like there were 181,000 people every day that die and go into eternity, or die lost, I think he said. Every day, it's hard to conceive of that many people dying lost without God every day. And so for many today, this is the day that they can be saved and that they will be saved and brought into the kingdom of God. It's also a day of vengeance and judgment for those that have either rejected the Lord, who have not had the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel. But verse 3 is really where I want to give more my attention to here tonight. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. This verse describes the glorious and wonderful exchange that takes place whenever a person comes to Jesus. When they come to the Lord, and all that happens when they come to the Lord, those that are under the heavy weight of sin, don't ever deceive yourself and think that just because people seem to be full of joy, seem like that they're enjoying life and things are going well in their life, don't ever, ever think that there is not deep down in the heart and in the spirit of men this void, this need, this longing for God. And they may not even be able to explain it, what's going on, but they know that there's an emptiness and there's a need that's there. And Jesus came to give to those, to exchange all of those that are under this heavy, heavy load of sin, this great burden of sin, this wonderful exchange that he provides for them, to give unto them beauty for ashes. It was the Jewish custom whenever someone was mourning, grieving over the death of some of a loved one, or even over circumstances such as, say, a nation has come under the judgment of God, or they are being taken captive because of their sins, and now they're under some heathen king. They would mourn, and they would put ashes, any kind of calamity that would fall upon a Jewish man or woman. This is what they would do. They would put ashes upon their head. They would put sackcloth on, clothing that was just harsh and unpleasant and not beautiful at all. They would dress themselves in sackcloth. They would put ashes upon their head, and it would be obvious that they were grieving and that they were mourning. But what Jesus is saying here in this prophetic word, he was saying that I'm going to come and I'm going to take away all of the ugliness and all of the horribleness of a life of sin. And we know that the way of a transgressor is hard. Don't let them fool you into thinking that life is good and they're having all kinds of good times and fun. That's only on the surface. Deep down in the heart and the spirit of every man, there is this emptiness, there is this longing, there is this need that can only be satisfied by a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there is an exchange. And when Jesus comes, he said, I'm going to remove the ashes, and I'm going to exchange beauty. And this is, as I looked into this a little bit, that whenever someone was in a celebration, such as a wedding or some special event, then they would wear these headpieces. It would be like something like maybe a tiara or some beautiful headpiece that they would wear as a celebration of the joy that was going. It would be an outward expression of the joy of the occasion. And so they would put on this headpiece, and then they would put on this beautiful garment, and they would anoint themselves with oil. And all of this was an exchange, the garment of praise. That it all described what happens whenever a person is entering into a great time of celebration and joy. Amen. This is the thing that's been on my mind today, and as I come into this service tonight, because I just wanted to encourage you, because I do know that that even as a Christian, the devil likes to put all these things of your old life and the old sinful practice and all of the trouble and the worry and the mourning and the grief and all of this, and it has such an effect. It can have an effect upon Christian people. Your spirit can be affected by what's going on in your life and by troubles or worries that you have. Christian people face hopelessness. They face times when they just feel like there's no answer. There's a despairing circumstance that might come into your life. But Jesus said, I've come to exchange for all of those negative, bad, awful things that were a part of the pattern of your sinful life. And even though the enemy wants to put that back on you, I've come to give you the garment of praise. I've come to give you this exchange for all of this joy and this celebration of what God has done in your life. The world doesn't know anything about this. The world can't even comprehend the joy of what it means to be saved. Amen. And I hear people, when they testify about the day they got saved or their personal experience of salvation and how that they feel free and how they feel the burden is gone, and they feel such a freedom and such a joy that comes into their life. Praise God. That is not of this world. That is not something that the world can offer. A couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago, there was this famous actor, Robin Williams, who is known. I read some of the articles about him after they found that he had taken his own life. And everyone was so shocked by this because what he personified was fun. His outward, the way that he presented himself and many of the roles that he played on TV movies and things that he was involved in. And he spent a lot of his time on army bases and overseas entertaining the military to try to bring to them some happiness and joy in the circumstance that they were in. So I think what caught so many people, I mean, it's a kind of a common thing, these high-profile suicides, but I think what caught a lot of people off guard when they read about this man's suicide, they just were not expecting it. He seemed like someone who was always having fun and having a good time and always telling jokes and always bringing joy into people's life, but it was of this world. It was just of this world, and it had its limitations. And apparently, and I don't take any joy at all in the fact that a person in their sin would die lost. I can't imagine. It's the most horrible thing to think about. But somewhere deep inside of him, there must have been this profound sadness and a despair and hopelessness. And they tried to determine, maybe recently there had been some diagnosis of a disease in his life, or trying to find out what could have been going on to cause him to come to this place that he would take his own life. But then other articles that I've read about this suicide is that it was so high profile, so many people were aware of what happened to him, and he was being, you know, almost heralded as a hero, and even in his death, that many were saying that this would likely encourage others that were finding themselves in despair to take their own life too, because of such a high profile thing that was going on there, and the notoriety and the influence that he had by doing what he did. Really, what I hope to accomplish tonight in this service is to encourage you to make sure that you know that this exchange is available. You don't have to carry the baggage of worry and doubt and trouble and problems and all these things that weigh you down. It doesn't have to be a part of your life, because you belong to Jesus. You belong to the Lord. And I don't, if people are, I understand. I've witnessed to people and I've counseled with people who are going through depression and discouragement. I understand. It's a very real thing. I'm not doubting that it happens and that people do not go through it. I know that it's true that people do go through these attacks of the enemy. But what I want to somehow declare to you tonight is that Jesus came for this very purpose, so that you can take all of these things that mount up on you, all these worries and problems and troubles that bring you to the point of despair and giving up. Do you know you can take it to the Lord? And you don't have to keep it. It doesn't have to be a part of your life. You can exchange it. You can give it to the Lord. I always would get tickled by those car dealers who would advertise and say, we'll give you, I think it would be like maybe $1,000 for your junker if you can push it into our parking lot. I've heard advertisers at car dealers say, it may not even be running, but if you can push it into our car lot, we'll give you $1,000 for it. Now, it wasn't true. They were just, they were going to tag that on to the top of the cost of the car, I'm sure. But I'm sure there were a lot of people that were about to the point of despair with their vehicle, and they pushed it or barely got it there because they said, this is a good exchange. A good exchange. Well, I don't know that it was, but I do know this. I do know that you can bring whatever it is that's weighing heavily upon your mind tonight. And I know there can be all kinds, multiple types of worries and problems and discouragement, even despair over the things that you're faced with right now. And the enemy, he wants to magnify it. He wants to make you think that there's no answer and no way out of it. But Jesus wants you to bring it to him. He wants you to bring it to him and just lay it on the altar. And leave it there. And understand that what Jesus wants to provide for you is an exchange. And that exchange is a celebration. That exchange is a garment of praise. A garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He wants to give you this, that's really a celebration of joy and gratefulness and praise to the Lord. And turn in to him all of those worries and doubts and all of the problems and despair that the enemy is using to discourage you and to hinder you, and to believe that God can help you. I don't know exactly who all that I'm talking to, but I know that, I don't know, I'm sure that there's not anybody here that's even given consideration ever to taking your own life. But I do know that because of the humanistic thinking and the philosophy that's so prevalent in our world today, in our nation today, to where, you know, you die, you're just gone, and you die, you're just like an animal that dies, and there's no more to your life. And all of that philosophy has convinced people that life is not worth living. Let's just get it over with. And people have got to the place of despair that they have given up. And even in recent years, since 2009, the suicide rate has gone, it's skyrocketed. Even among those that are middle-aged, you'd think that they'd got beyond their problems. But no, a whole set of new troubles and worries and problems that come. Do you understand that as long as you live and as long as you serve the Lord, there are going to be these times. You're going to have times when you're going to have high places and low places, hills and valleys. You will go through a discouraging times, and the enemy will try to use them to defeat you and to stop you as far as the plan of God for your life. But Jesus said, I've come to bring you a glorious and wonderful exchange. Amen. Turn in all that despair for joy. Turn in all that despair, that hopelessness, for the oil of gladness, for the anointing and the joy of the Lord that Jesus wants to bring to your life. Apostle Paul, he went through these discouraging times. We don't think of it too much because we think of him at this, you know, he's this great apostle and all that he accomplished. But he had his despairing times. He had his low times of discouragement. He said, if it was only in this life we have hope, we would be of all men most miserable. This life would be a miserable existence if this was the only hope that we had, what the world has to offer. But it's just not the truth. It's not the truth. Whatever it is, and that's the burden that's on my heart tonight for some reason, because there are some of you that are weighed down and you're under some big load of discouragement and despair. And I'm just sure that there wouldn't be anyone in this place that would ever consider taking your own life. But you are at the point of despair. Amen. And what I want to help you with tonight by the help of God is to help you to see that God wants to provide for you a complete exchange. Give it all to him. Give it all to the Lord. Turn it all into him and allow him
to give to you, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The last part of that verse is that they might be called trees of righteousness. Trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. You remember now Isaiah is prophesying about those being held captive, and they have been uprooted from home, and they have had no, their all these years of existence in captivity. It has been, the joy that they long for, it's just been always, evading them. They know they're not at home. And they know they don't have this stability that they want to have. And they're not in the place that they long to be. And so the promise that Isaiah has given to them is that I'm going to exchange all of that mourning and all that worry and all that trouble. And I'm going to give to you this wonderful beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning. I'm going to exchange that garment of praise instead of garment of mourning and grieving. And then I'm going to make you to be like trees. I'm going to cause you to be planted again, to give your life some stability and some strength and some fruitfulness. I'll put you in a place where you can be called trees of righteousness, because you're back in that place where you need to be. There's a lot of people that have strayed away from God and strayed away from the house of God and the church. They're living miserable lives. And if they just get back to where they once were in the Lord, if they would just come back to the Lord, then the Lord would establish them, and He would use them, He'd make them fruitful. They would cause them to be fulfilled in the life that they are living. Hallelujah. Psalm 73 is a psalm where David, he's describing his trouble. David was one who had these times of despair. In Psalm 73, he talks about the fact, my foot almost slipped. I just about lost my footing. I just about didn't make it. And I saw the prosperity of the wicked. I saw that everybody else, it seemed like it was going good for them. And I'm serving God, and I'm a son of God, and everyone else seems to be doing, they're flourishing, and it seems like that their life is good, and everything that, he was just overwhelmed by it all. But Psalm 73, 17, it says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein something about a new perspective that comes from the presence of God. Amen. It causes you to be able to see your situation with an eternal perspective instead of just looking at this life and what it has to offer. Yeah, there are certain pleasures and joys that this world has to offer, but if it could satisfy a person, surely a guy like Robin Williams, who was known all over the world, who was worth, I looked it up, he was worth over $40 million. And you would think all of those things would have brought joy. Why would he want to take his life? Why would he come to that place of despair? Well, he just didn't have the perspective that you can get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's what Sister Belinda was talking about tonight. Overwhelmed, burdened, worried, troubled. But she went to the Lord. She went to the Word of God. She went into the presence of God. And you walk away from that kind of experience, and your perspective is different. You see things differently when you come into the presence of the Lord. And that's what David was describing there. When I went to the house of God, I entered in the sanctuary, then I could see clearly. Then I could see I had a different perspective when I came to the Lord. So those of you in this service tonight that you feel a heaviness and a despair, I'm talking to you, and I know that the Lord has put these verses and this theme on my heart tonight for you because of what you're experiencing right now and what you're going through right now. You need to understand that in the presence of the Lord, God can help you to see things from a completely different perspective. Amen. Glory to God. So what needs to happen is that you need to make an exchange. You need to bring it to the Lord. We sing about that little chorus, bring all your needs to the altar. Bring all your needs to the Lord. Oh, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to bring these things to the Lord, these things that are worrying you. A song that came to my mind. Actually, I like the lyrics to this song. I don't like the song too much when I hear the way they sing it. But as far as the tune and everything to it. The song is, it's called, I'm Trading My Sorrows. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Amen. What a wonderful exchange that can take place. Amen. If you've served the Lord for any length of time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There have been times over the years where I had to get by myself. I had to get away from it all. I had to get alone and just get with the Lord. Just get so overwhelmed and worried and troubled by needs or problems. And something about the presence of the Lord, it's the best exchange you could ever imagine. To go in the presence of the Lord and just turn it all over to the Lord. Give it to Him. That's why He came. That's a part of the whole introduction that Jesus gave there in Luke chapter 4 whenever He stood up to read, to tell them, this is why I came. I came so you can be free from all this. I came so that I can offer this exchange to everyone. And the wonderful, glorious gospel message of Jesus Christ can turn you from a person who's down and despairing and hopeless to a person who trades it all in for a garment of praise. Hallelujah. I've witnessed people before that have been around the house of God a long time, but because of their problems, because of their needs, they have no praise anymore. They can't sing a song. They can't lift up their hands. It's like it's gone. They just can't do that anymore. You know, this is all provided for us through Jesus Christ and His coming. And all you need to do is just come to the Lord and turn it over to Him. Amen. Give it to Jesus. Amen. There are some times that the enemy, he allows you to get into some despairing situation where you're so worried. Let me tell you, it can make you physically sick. It can get you down physically. It can worry you to the point that you're physically, your strength is gone. And that's, I've seen people in terrible depression where they were physically sick. They couldn't hardly walk. They couldn't hardly do anything. They were so overwhelmed by the burdens that were on their life and that they were faced with. And I know it seems sometimes a little bit oversimplified just to say that you need to bring it to the Lord, you need to bring it to Jesus, but I do believe that it can be just as simple as that you can come and bring it to Him and allow Him to change you. Amen. You can have an exchange. I think that it's quite possible for someone to come in and their whole expression, their whole countenance. There's all kinds of verses, especially in the Psalms, about your countenance. And how that the Lord can change you. And I have witnessed this when somebody comes to the Lord. I have witnessed people literally just unloading their burdens in the house of God. Amen. Come in, bent over, worried. Their whole countenance and expression is so overwhelmed. Leaving with the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Leaving with that kind of an expression. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen.